This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The election campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has reached its peak. Senior leaders and star campaigners of NDA and Mahagathbandhan, along with leaders of other parties, are undertaking whirlwind tours across poll-bound areas. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Bhabua in Bihar, where he accused the RJD and Congress of lawlessness in the state during their rule. Mr. Modi said that in the first phase of elections, there was a tremendous turnout for the NDA candidates.
Jis Karkatgarh waterfall, us waterfall ke aas-paas, Maowadi aatank ka khauf hota tha. Aaj wahan पर्यटकों की रौनक रहती है यहां जो हमारे धाम है वहां तीर्थ यात्रियों की संख्या लगातार बढ़ रही है जागृत देवता हर्षु ब्रह्म के दर्शन करने लोग आते हैं आज यहां नक्सलवाद माओवादी आतंक दम तोड़ रहा है
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is also addressing an election rally in Bhagalpur. Earlier addressing an election rally in Jamui in support of NDA candidates, Mr. Shah said that this election will determine the direction of Bihar's development. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting in Banka in favor of Mahagathbandhan candidates. Mr. Gandhi said that the people of Bihar are politically aware of their rights. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed an election rally in Jokihat in Araria. He said that if the Mahagathbandhan forms the government, eligible women beneficiaries will receive 30,000 rupees under the Mai Behan scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. He also launched the portal VandeMataram150.in. where citizens can upload their videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. Addressing the event at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital, the Prime Minister said that Vande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream and a resolution. He hailed it as a devotion and adoration of Mother India, which takes one back to history, fills the present with self-confidence and instills renewed courage to the future that any resolve can be fulfilled and there is no goal that cannot be achieved. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan said that the upcoming International Film Festival of India or IFFI 2025 in Goa will serve as a bridge for creators in the world. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Dr. Murugan said that with 240 films from 81 countries set to screen at the film festival, IFFI will provide a global platform to Indian cinema. He also mentioned that over 50 films directed by women will be screened this year, giving impetus to the government's vision of Nari Shakti. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today said that India ranks third globally in metro connectivity. Speaking at the 18th Urban Mobility India Conference and Expo 2025 in Gurugram, the Union Minister said that India's metro network has expanded to over 1,100 kilometers, including routes connected with IRCTC. With this milestone, India now ranks third in the world in terms of metro connectivity. Typhoon Kalmeghi has now moved westwards towards Cambodia and Laos after tearing through central Vietnam yesterday, with wind speeds reaching up to 149 kilometers per hour. According to latest reports, the typhoon has killed at least 188 people in the Philippines and 5 in Vietnam. And benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, began the day on a negative note, facing initial selling pressure. However, during intraday trading, both indices managed to surpass their previous day's closing levels twice, indicating some recovery and buying interest. Sensex shed 95 points to close at 83,216, while Nifty settled at 25,492. And that is the end of this news bulletin.